Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
We trying to behave ourselves on the story? Well, y'all know what we thinking right now.
I'm ready for the night. I got a little extra energy. I don't know what might come out of my mouth tonight.
As you can be, tell them go sit their bad asses down so we're grown folks in here talking.
TGIF.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. It's Wednesday and we are back with a brand new episode of TGIF with two of the most fabulous men in the industry and me tagging along. We're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So sit back, relax, get you a little something to drink and get ready to sip on this hot tea. What's up, guys? What y'all doing? What y'all drinking on? What's up?
Hey.
Okay, let me give you a proper introduction. You can do your little hand thing. Please welcome Reynolds. What's up, Al?
What's going on, Claudia? Where are you?
I'm in Aruba on my yearly trip. I just got the ocean, and here we are. I had a little incident on the beach today, so I hope I don't get charged.
Okay. What did you do, beat up somebody?
No, we tried to make a mermaid, me and my girl Roberta, and it didn't come out right, so we just made it to a big penis instead. And then mother and child walked by, and they were like, the daughter was like, Mommy, that's so cool!
You like big penises?
I do. Yeah. Please welcome most media personality, Funky Dineva. He's smiling, so the answer must be yes.
I leave for one weekend and we come back, and now this is the Playboy Podcast Unfiltered. Like, I'm so confused. Hey, everybody.
You are not allowed to leave work again, please.
Listen, I don't like being absent, but I had to go collect two checks.
And I understand.
And it was Pride, and I'm Black, and I'm gay myself. So I had to go participate on behalf of TGIF, but I rep TGIF everywhere I went.
Very good. Now,
T.S. Madison did a great job.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I'm not, you know, she did an amazing job. Everybody loved her.
My sister, of course.
Our chemistry, this is the reason why the three of us make this show. This show is because of the three of us. I'm going to say it. It's because of the three of us, and I got to say, I missed you.
I miss y'all, too, and I'm happy to be back at work.
You're definitely missed. All right, y'all. Let's get. Did you get any this weekend? Or were you
I don't want no stuff out of I don't want no stuff out of Atlanta, Cody. I was there for 10 years. I hunched everybody in Atlanta already, so I'm moving on to different cities now. Been there, done that, and that new stuff they got in Atlanta, I don't want none of it. It comes with monkeypox and COVID. And all that other stuff, and I'm good. Mm-mm.
Anybody that's reckless in Atlanta has a death wish. I'm just going to say that. All right, y'all, let's get into the hot topics now. We have an update to the Tiffany Haddish and Eri Spears grooming and molestation allegations. Haddish finally broke her silence about the allegations on her Instagram page, and she posted this. Look, I know people have a bunch of questions. I get it. I'm right there with you. Unfortunately, because there's an ongoing legal case, there's very little I can say right now, but clearly while the sketch was intended to be comedic, it wasn't funny at all. And I deeply regret having agreed to act in it. I really look forward to being able to share a lot more about the situation as soon as I can. Al, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on what you said?
You know, Claudia, I have mixed feelings on it. I really felt like that her speaking on it just wasn't good. I don't know. I don't want to say it makes her seem guilty, but what it did do, it definitely, in my opinion, fused this fire that's going around Tiffany right now. And I feel like in public opinion, she's losing this battle right now. And it's very unfortunate to watch. Now, I want to be very clear because I think some of my last comments were taken out of context. The video was tasteless. It was incriminating. It was inappropriate. She exercised poor judgment. It viewed exploitative, and it was downright disgusting. However, The video does not make her a child molester. Tiffany Haddish has been very transparent about her being molested as a child herself when she was growing up and when she was a teen, and about her experiences with child molestation in her foster care. So I hope to goodness that she did not molest this child. So in this case, I'm gonna say again, even though the video was horrible taste, horrible, 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 I really want to see how this plays out in the court before I make a final judgment.
All right, Q, what do you think about it?
You know, my sentiments deeply echo Al's. I think one thing that it's important for us to note is that Tiffany's lawyer says that these people have been trying this for years. They've secured multiple lawyers, and each lawyer each time has quit. You know what I'm saying? Citing that the case is meritless. And now this go around, the mother and the daughter are representing themselves. It's also worth noting that the mother is caught in a picture in 2020 partying with Tiffany Haddish. So, you know, which one is it? Did you molest my daughter or son, daughter and son? Did you not? Am I cool with you? Am I not? Or is it just your rent and your bills backed up and you no longer have access to Tiffany? So this is a great way to try to get you some coins. Now, the video is tasteless. Aries and Tiffany, both as adults, should have just known this was not funny. But the other question that I have too, and it's very important for parents in the industry, where were the parents at with your children being this young? Why were they not on set? Why did you not stop this? Why did you not say, this is not a role I want my child to participate in? There are so many questions surrounding this. And like Al said, we'll just have to wait till it plays out in court.
I get that they were acting and it was supposed to be the mind of a pedophile. It definitely missed the mark. It wasn't funny. And I was talking to some of my friends about this yesterday, and they were like, you know, well, what's the difference between doing a skit about something and a movie that has a pedophile, you know, that kind of subject matter? I'm like, okay. But like, this was something that was like an unforced error. You know what I mean? And they did this skit. At what point when they on set, I mean, Tiffany wasn't involved in the real gross stuff. She's shown dropping the kid up. I don't know how much she was involved, but like who signed off on zoom in on the kid's butt, make him spread eagle on the video? Like, it's so stupid and not funny and gross. And this all came about, you know, why it got brought back up. Cause like y'all said, this mother's been trying to get a lawsuit for a while and it's been dropped. No one wants to take the case, right? Aries and Lizzo, the fans are digging. They pulled this up and now it's giving it credibility in life. Mm-hmm. And now it's a thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's a whole thing. And
so, I should have left Lizzo alone, talking about she looked like an SHIT emoji, and now he knee deep in SHIT.
It's the audacity for me. Like, Aries, what emoji do you think you look like?
The SHIT emoji in a pamper. Do they have a boo-boo in a pamper emoji? Because he looked like a boo-boo in a pamper emoji.
Somebody posted a picture of what he used to look like, and he was actually good looking.
And he talked about he get play because he handsome and got money. No, it's because you got money. It's because you got money.
All right, well, we're going to move on before we say mean things. Well, it was 3 years in the making. And Sheree Whitfield's highly anticipated clothing line, She by Sheree, finally made its debut. But her fans are scratching their heads and comparing Sheree's clothing to the fashion brand Shein. Social media users slam Sheree for selling a $130 gray two-piece athleisure set that looks nearly identical to Virgin sold by Shein and Amazon at lower price points, like basically $100 cheaper. One person wrote, nah, you wrong for these Shein joggers and charging Nike prices. Another person wrote, when you can buy it from Amazon without She by Sheree logo for a third of the price, then I have a problem. Now, what are your thoughts on, you know, She by Sheree or She by Who finally hitting the runway out? Oh, Q, let's go to you first. What you think about this?
You know what? This woman just keeps embarrassing herself. For the life of me, I just don't think business-wise Sheree is the smartest woman. Let me start off here. And this is kind of lengthy. I'm going to try to make it short. Number one, I don't think Sheree has a true passion for being a fashion designer. That's number one. And when people are not passionate about endeavors that they take on, they half-ass them. I think when The Real Housewives of Atlanta season one came out, all of these ladies were scrambling to find a way to make them seem like they were just such business women, such high society, and such this, that, and the third. Sheree came out with this She by Sheree thing, and it just stuck with her for 13 years. Now, here's where things get interesting. You have a fashion show with 30 products. We all know that that fashion show was filmed at a minimum at the top of the year. You've had at least 4, 5, 6 months between then and now to get the pattern shipped off to Vietnam to some little sweatshop and have some little kids sew the clothes that were actually shown on the runway of the fashion show. The designer has come out and say he designed those 30 pieces for Sheree in over 2 weeks, spending $2,500 of his money that she refused to reimburse him for. And as a result of, he will not be giving her the patterns. So she won't be getting the patterns to said things. I think because she was in a time crunch and she was trying to at least have some type of product to have coming off the press from the show, that she instantly went to AliExpress, Shein, bought up a bunch of stuff, put She by Sheree logo on it to try to save face. But it is obvious that what is shown on the website is not what was shown in that fashion show. And it is obvious that the stuff come from China, and you can find it on Shein and Amazon. Sheree, you missed the mark and you failed once again.
I actually like the clothes on Shein. I have a whole bunch. Everything I bought on this trip is from Fashion Open Shein. All right, go ahead. What do you think about this story?
Well, you know, Sheree is my friend, and I support her wholeheartedly. And you guys know that I was at the fashion show. Did y'all see me on the episode?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, you didn't watch. Anyway, it's on my Instagram. Anyway, so as a brand strategist, I have to share this. I did not know what Q shared, which was the person who actually did the design. She didn't buy the patterns and send it off. But let's be very clear. This is just like what Fenty Beauty by Rihanna is doing. And it's called white label apparel, everybody. Fenty, for example, is made by a company called Kendo. And Kendo produces all the products sold on Fendi, but they also produce all the products sold on like Marc Jacobs and Lip Lab. What they do when it comes to white label apparel is you buy it from a manufacturer. The manufacturer ships it to you with no branding whatsoever attached to it. You take the product, you rebrand it, and you make it your own. Rihanna did it. We're not barking up her tree about how she did it. And it's also in private label apparel it happened. So it's funny that you mentioned in the dialogue, Claudia, that Nike, well, everybody that wears Nike does the exact same thing. They buy in bulk from a manufacturer. They switch up a few things. They put the Nike symbol on it and they sell it to you Americans. So I hate to say it, but this is normal. Boutiques do it. Department stores do it. Designers do it. Sheree, unfortunately, all eyes were on her. And unfortunately, she got caught doing what everybody else is doing, and her credibility tanked because of it.
Yeah, that's true. And it sucks for her because I like her. I want her to win. And this was like, something that probably could have been avoided. And they do say there was a time crunch. I did see the piece that you talked about, Q, with the designer that said he did it. And supposedly she had nothing the day, like right before the show. So she had to just kind of gather stuff last minute and just kind of throw something together because she was on. You know what the shows, when they have to film that day, they're not going to change it for you. They actually like there to be drama so they can say, oh, you failed again, you know? All right, well, in more Sheree news, on the episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sheree met with Phaedra Park's ex-husband, Apollo Nita, to get relationship advice. Sheree's honesty about her relationship with her ex-boyfriend, Tyrone Gillum, gave Apollo a place to be honest about how he felt abandoned by Phaedra during his incarceration. Apollo said, when my ex left me, she left me basically to die. Phaedra left me to basically rot. When it first happened, she wasn't there. My sentencing, she wasn't there. My self-surrendering, she wasn't there. Basically not allowing me to see my children. There were a lot of things that showed me that she wasn't there for me. Well, what are your thoughts on Apollo's claim? Let's start with you, Al.
Hey, this is Apollo's opinion. So if you really think about it, tell me where the lie is. Let's really dig down into this. Tell me where the lie is. When Apollo started to get in trouble and he started getting convicted and all that stuff, she did exactly what he said she did. She started to separate herself and distance herself. She wanted to do it professionally. And she also wanted to do it because she didn't enjoy the backlash that she was getting from being on the show and married to Apollo. Now, some people can understand why she did it and say, hey, he was doing some undercover stuff. I don't see how a lawyer, as great as she say she is, did not know that her husband was doing anything illegal up under the same roof, sleeping, you know, making babies together. And some people can argue that a wife should always stand by her husband during good times and bad times. That's up for discussion. But what is not up for discussion, and is my opinion, is that she was wrong 100%. I don't care what anybody says, for keeping those kids from that man. He is still their daddy, and he should be able to see his kids.
I heard that. Q, what you think?
You know, it's so funny because there was an episode when she talked about she wasn't bringing her kids to a prison to visit him. And, you know, I got mixed emotions about that. You know, I can understand not wanting to imprint on my children's prison atmosphere, so on and so forth. But this is what I'm going to say from Bravo's perspective. I think it's dead wrong of Bravo to exploit a portion of Phaedra's storyline without Phaedra being present. I think it's wrong to bring Apollo and keep Phaedra off the Real Housewives of Atlanta. If you're going to drag in Phaedra and pull in her stuff, then she needs to be able to, the next scene needs to be her sitting there talking to Kenya. I get that she had her clash with Candy and you know, unspokenly, Candy doesn't want her there, so she's not there because Bravo loves Candy, allegedly. But it's time for Phaedra to come back. If y'all bring in Apollo and y'all want to sully her name in this way, I think it's only fair she had the same platform.
But wait a minute, Q. Wait a minute, because when he got sentenced, she definitely exploited him with him not being there on the show. So she had a whole little half a season about this drama and this imprisonment. So if you're going to say that, then you got to stand on the other side of her not doing it for him.
I think the only difference is she was an actual housewife. And that was her actual life. You don't brought on a side character. You brought on the friend of the show, the person that doesn't get the check. You know what I'm saying? To exploit the main character. There would be no him if it was not for her. I get what you're saying. If you pull a glove inside out, it still has to be a glove. But my whole thing is, you know, hell, he was you know what? Here's what the difference is. His ass was unable to film because he was in prison.
Cut it out, Q.
You know what? We are going to keep y'all posted.
That was not before the sentencing, Q. Good try.
We got to take a quick commercial break, but I'm sure we'll have much more to say. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to TGIF. Sorry about that technical issue, but we fixed it and we are back. I'm looking at some of the chat. Yo, we got some crazy people in the chat. Someone named John Smith said, I love terrorizing Claudia Jordan.
In a good way or a bad way?
A bad way.
I'm like, is that a goal to like get a tent? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you like terrorizing someone that.
And you just gave it to him.
And you just gave it to
him. I did. Well, congratulations, Johnson. Your life has been made. I acknowledge you on our show.
Now leave her the hell alone.
Leave me alone. All right, y'all. Let's get into this Kim Kardashian story. In the American Dream issue of Interview Magazine, Kim Kardashian said something about her relationship with Ye that might not shock most people. When asked how she knew she really arrived in high society, Kardashian replied, I mean, when I was with Kanye and he was introducing me to a lot of people, I think that definitely got a lot of people to have a different level of respect. Do you think Kim's comment rang true? Q, what do you think?
I absolutely think it rang true. I absolutely think her dating Kanye took her to the next level, the same way her association with Ray J took her to the next level. Now, whether she got introduced to high society or not, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. Do we still even have high society in 2022 in America? But she definitely did get plugged into some circles and given a bit more, I guess, validity to who she was, to being bigger than just a sex tape. Kanye definitely solidified her in celebrity circles, I would say. I don't know about high society. That's a stretch. I think high society is Ivanka Trump and Adrienne Maloof and all those girls over there and the Rothschilds and Tinsley Mortimer mama. That's high society. I don't know that Kim is having a high tea in high society, but you're definitely somebody in Hollywood, baby.
But when you come from being a stylist and organizing people's closets, you meeting Anna Wintour is, you've arrived. Like, that's high society to you, I guess, right?
Well, we can't start with this high society to me, high society to you. It's one America, okay? It's one high society.
You don't think it's relative?
No, it ain't relative. It's one. Okay. We got to start drawing lines in the sand in this country. It's only one high society, and you are not a part of it.
Listen, listen. This is my take on it, all right? And I'm going to spit it out here. I don't care who like it or don't. Kim did use Kanye West for social currency. But let's be very clear. Kanye used Kim for social currency as well. If we're really going to talk about this, Kim has been using, her success has been due to Black people for a very long time, okay? She used Damon Thomas, wasn't that her first husband, who was a music producer, African-American male, to get into the music ring, which he integrated her into, you know, the music industry with people like Brandy. Wasn't she a closet organizer for Brandy? And that's how she met Ray J? Claudia, isn't that how that happened?
I don't have a good thing to say about him because he did my friend dirty with the baby, the child support. So I'm just going to stay silent on this one.
Okay, I'm saying that, you know, that's how Kim got into that circle. After that, it was Ray J that then kind of upped her ante from there, a step higher. Ray J kind of introduced her to the world with the sex tape and all of that made sex tape. And as we transitioned to Kanye West, he did help her with her fashion. He did help her with her credibility because we weren't really, you know, feeling how she treated Ray J in that whole situation. So Kim used Kanye for social currency. Kanye used Kim. The thing is that I liked, and also she's been, and let's be honest, she's been emulating Black women. Everything about her as a Black woman, full hips, full lips, all that. She's been emulating Black women forever. So it's all been this upward trajectory with Black people. I'm just glad that she's finally admitting it. And she needs to go ahead and admit her emulating Black people and using us for a long time to be the megastar she is. But they both used each other. They both helped each other. They have four beautiful kids and they're both billionaires now. I don't think there should be any finger pointing in this relationship at this point.
All right. Q, what do you think?
Do y'all think when it comes to her relationships that she's literally sitting down at the counter having a strategic planning meeting with her mother and saying, okay, this is the list of available Black men. This is the short list. Let me pick XYZ Black man. Yeah, I think that's the one that's going to take me to the next level. Or do you think her dating preference is just Black men?
I think
or part of her dating preference is Black men.
I think her dating preference is Black men that are popular.
I think so too.
I think she's turned on by that, like a lot of women and men are. Turned on by a successful Black man. And with Kanye, she didn't go after him. He went after her when he was in a relationship. Like, he'd been crushing on Kim for a long time, and she put it off for a long time before she finally got with him. And remember, when she arrived on the scene, Black men were lining up to go after. There was no shortage of suitors that wanted to get with Kim Kardashian because it elevated them as well. All these athletes that hook up with reality stars, they get a lot out of it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's just
weird because she catches a bad rap as if she's like some vampire preying on Black men. And I'm just trying to figure out which came first, the chicken or the egg.
I feel like, Q, that, and I'm sure, I don't know, Claudia, don't get mad at me about this. But when Claudia, you know, when Claudia was younger and she had her pick of the litter, when, you know, she was the it girl and everybody wanted her, she chose the best one that suited her lifestyle and what she liked. Right,
Claudia? No, I picked bad. I didn't pick
No, did you did not.
I did not utilize my vagina.
Yes, you did. You dated multi-million dollar contract people. You come on, Claudia.
Where are they now? Al, did I marry them? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I take, honestly, at the time, I didn't really take them seriously. I kind of was like, I didn't take them ninja serious. I did not. I didn't. And I wish I would have.
I'm just saying, but that's how you chose who you were going to entertain.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to move on that one. And more Kanye news. Swizz Beatz and Diddy are showing their support for Ye after Ye accused Adidas of leaving him out of meetings for his products and for allegedly stealing his designs. Swizz Beatz took to social media and reposted a photo of Adidas' new sneakers with the caption, "I usually mind my business, but this is dead wrong. If we let them do this to Kanye West, it'll happen to us too." This man created this groundbreaking innovation and it should be respected as a creative. Ye is only asking for his work to be respected and not stolen. That's not crazy to me. We're not buying these Adidas. You're supposed to be original. Do the correct thing, please. Now, Diddy showed his support by reposting a conversation between him and Ye with the caption, "Since the era of Run DMC, Adidas has always used hip hop to build its brand and make billions off of our culture. But we are more than just consumers now for the owners. Kanye West and Yeezy are the reason Adidas is relevant to culture. We know our value. I'm done wearing Adidas products until they make this right. We have to support each other. Everybody repost this, please." So what are your thoughts on this story, Al? What do you think?
Excuse me. We all know that Ivy Park by Beyonce is Adidas. And I'm not boycotting anything Beyonce. Let's keep it real, okay? Beyonce ain't having no problem with Adidas over there. She's getting along just fine with them. When it comes to Kanye, this is where the rub is for me. When it comes to Kanye, I'm just over him cherry picking when he wants to be black and when he wants to use the racism card. And it usually comes when he's not getting his way. When he don't get his way, then he's all black power, racism. When you're getting your way, you sniffing behind them, looking for them to validate your success. You don't say nothing about racism. In fact, you become a Trump supporter. Let's really dig into this. I am just tired of every time Kanye doesn't get his way, he cries like a baby and yells racism. To me, I feel like that's weaponizing your platform, and it's not fair because you should be using your platform for good and not for getting your way.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's racism when he's sitting up at those tables right. And with white boys and, you know, in Paris Fashion Week with them, and all of a sudden you don't get your way and everything. So I can't stand when people use that. Q, what do you think?
You know, Al, you actually just changed my mind in a matter of 10 seconds because I was prepared to say, you know, Kanye needs to take him to court if they've copied his intellectual property or mimicked it. My second thought is Adidas is a pretty large mega corporation that probably has a legal department that's two floors big. And I'm pretty sure as a company that they would not do anything that would put them in any type of liability or suit or anything. So I'm pretty sure whatever it is they have done, whether it's gotten inspiration from Kanye's design or what, that it's perfectly legal and probably wouldn't hold up.
That's right. That's right. And you know that, Q, because they have years. They have years. That's why I said he's weaponizing his platform. Now, this is the other part. Having P. Diddy co-sign for you and having Swiss Beat co-sign for you just don't carry a lot of weight for me, because doesn't P. Diddy owe a whole bunch of people a lot of money? Don't he owe a whole lot of bunch of people money? And didn't Swiss Beat thought he had hit the jackpot when he sold Versus? But only to find out that all the I's and T's weren't crossed. I's weren't dotted and T's weren't crossed.
It's a little arrogant to assume that Adidas, Kanye West is what made Adidas.
Adidas, right. Adidas, they better get out of here.
They've kind of sort of been around for a long time. Now, you may make an argument that they definitely benefit off the black culture. Absolutely. We definitely made it popping. But it wasn't, we all knew about Adidas. We're very familiar with the brand. They were doing quite well before they partnered up with Kanye West. I think they'll be okay. All right, y'all, quick commercial break. Good conversation. We'll be right back with more after the break. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, the economy's been doing a bunch of crazy stuff. And I think the market, the housing price is starting to drop. So it might be a time to buy a house soon. So you want to get your credit in order and be on top of it. So look, let me give you some tea here. The 3-week rule may be the best financial advice ever that could really help you out. Now, what is the three-week rule? Wait 3 weeks to buy that new car. Wait 3 weeks to refinance your home mortgage, and wait 3 weeks to finance any major purchase. Now, why 3 weeks? Because that's how fast the average ScoreMaster user takes to boost his or her credit score by an average of 61 points. And let me tell you, 61 points added to your credit score can save you tens of thousands of dollars on everything refinance. ScoreMaster technology was developed by a credit data scientist to boost your credit higher and faster than you thought possible. ScoreMaster is really easy. It takes about a minute to get started, and you don't have to wait for months for your best credit score. It happens really quickly. Now, how many points can you add to your credit score? Check it out. Visit scoremaster.com/T for the special 7-day trial I got for you. That's scoremaster.com/T. Again, scoremaster.com/T. I am an actual client. I definitely use it and I get alerts all the time to keep me up on game so nothing gets behind and I keep my score pretty high. Shout out to Scoremaster. All right, taking a quick break. We'll be back with more tea right after the break. Welcome back to TGIF. Shout out to the chat. We almost have 4,300 in the chat. I'm reading a few of the comments. I have to just share a few. Ladies first, I'm pretty sure Claudia's hair is like that on purpose to prove she's Black. Nina Lynn, there's a lot of comments about my hair. Listen, y'all, I'm in Aruba living my best life, and I was in the ocean up until 5:50, and I washed my hair, ran a blow dryer through it, and here we are. It's not a wig. I'm just out here on vacation, so be mad if you want to. And let me see. Nina Lynn said, Claudia had a good one right before the show starts. I was like, okay. They thought I got some sex before the show, and that's why my hair is like this. No, I was in the water. All right, y'all, speaking of hair, check out what happened when an Atlanta hairstylist called the police on a woman who refused to pay for a disappointing hairstyle.
You know you can get a good gym name, right?
Okay, like I said, you can take these out. I don't have a problem with paying you. I don't like this.
Okay.
Like, I'm recording this now, okay. So we can take these out. Okay, you can cut them.
All right, how would you guys have reacted in the situation? Now, her hair did look a hot mess, and that was not a service that should have been paid for looking like that. But Q, what you think about this?
Listen, first of all, she need to be mad with whoever the hell referred her to that woman, number one. Number two, if nobody referred her to that woman, this is what the hell you get for being cheap. I mean, these days and times when you go into kitchen beauticians and people podments, first of all, it was the podment for me, because if she was really jamming as a hairdresser, she wouldn't be in a podment. She'd be in a townhouse or a house or a salon. You get what you pay for, people. You went right in this lady apartment, sat in her living room, and you got a living room hairdo. My whole thing is, where was her Instagram page? Where was her homegirl? Because that hairdo was so bad that this girl is beyond an amateur at what it is she was doing. So you should have had some type of proof that this girl knew how to do hair. What I do respect, though, is that the girl didn't want no smoke. She said, I will pay you. Just take this mess out my head. And it was the girl's ego that was blown, because at the point at which you looked at that stuff, you knew that hairdo didn't look like what it was supposed to look like. All you had to do is keep your mouth closed, take that yarn out that lady hair, get paid, and all would have been well in the hood. But you wanted to be cocky and act like you rendered some bomb ass service, and she was trying to skip out on you, and that was not the case.
My way from the chat says she wouldn't get paid by me. Al, what you think? Would you have paid?
This is the interesting part. So the woman who did the jacked up hairstyle called the police. Now, mind you, everybody out there, all my beauticians out there, all my future beauticians out there in all 50 states, it's illegal to practice a cosmetology or give a service as a cosmetologist out of a space where they're sleeping, dining, or any other domestic purpose of the space. Okay, that's rule number one. So when the woman called the police actually on herself, the young girl shouldn't have been explaining what the woman did to her hair. She should have been explaining to the cops that she's operating in an illegal business out of her apartment. That's what she should have done, because it is by most state laws that salon space and domestic space can never be connected.
Al, I don't think you should have told that, because that's how a lot of Black girls make their money.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they should stop making their money. I'm saying for the girl, when she called the police on the girl.
But what I'm saying is now you don't arm these heifers with some ammunition for when they go to their people who do it. Because listen, I got a homegirl named Christine. Hey, Christine, her whole garage into a hair salon. So when you go to Christine's house, you walk through her living room, you wave at her kids, you walk through her kitchen while her butter beans cooking, and you go to her garage, and it is literally set up like a salon that Christine been operating for over 20 years. See, so Al, you finna get a lot of the girls messed up now, because now people finna be threatening them and be like, you know what? Well, I'm gonna call the police and tell them you running a hair salon at your house. How about if Black women historically have been running hair salons out their house? So Al, you gotta pick and choose what law.
No. I'm just trying to help the young lady who got the police called on her. If the police got called on you, Q, she would have
Listen. Collateral damage in the process, because now he's we got 4,000 people watching who now know they can call on their hairdresser and say she operated a salon at her house when they don't want to pay.
But she only gonna call on them and tell them that if the hairdresser tried to dog with them with some bogus egg on hairstyle. That's the part that got me. Like she knew that hair was jacked up. She should have told the girl, listen, no harm, no foul. You go your way, I go mine. Because had the girl been smart when the police showed up, she could have told on her and she would have gone to prison.
Well, nobody knows that, Al, until your ass brought it to the forefront. Nobody didn't know you couldn't get your hair braided out your house.
Yes, they do. Everybody that goes to a cosmetology school takes a class in this queue. Everybody that wants to be a hairdresser.
Go to cosmetology school. Did you see the hairdo?
You know, the girl that was the client, she had a lot of patience. She did not raise her voice. She was very calm. And you know, she paid a deposit to this girl before she even got there. Like, she paid the girl a deposit and was going to pay more to get it out. And the lady that did her hair was just so unprofessional and so rude. I hope she never gets any more business, because first of all, what was that? It seemed like, was she being punked? Like, she couldn't possibly have thought that that was a good job. Yeah, you put time and you want pay for your time, but you gave her some trash.
And then you got indignant. Like, you got, and black,
she went outside and called the police.
Black people, that's something we have bad as a culture. When we be loud, strong, and wrong, and then stand in, like, you can't double down when you're wrong. Like, you knew that mess looked bad. You wouldn't have walked around with that in your head.
King in the chat says, you don't need a license in Texas to braid. And DC Cobb 87 said, that's not true for all states. Natural hair is not regulated in every state. And I sit on my state's licensing board. Okay, so certain states you don't need a license, but I guess some do and some don't. But at the end of the day,
but you still can't operate.
You can't operate at your house. We ain't talking about having a license. We're talking about using your home to do hair.
And Saucy King says, we don't snitch, Al.
Okay.
Narada said,
they weren't going to take me to jail. I would have told on her before I went to jail. Sorry.
You hear the white cop when he was talking to him? He's like, well, a service has been done. I'm not sure that I can speak to it being a bat. Like, he didn't want to say it was jacked up, but it was.
Right.
But he tried so hard. All right, y'all, moving on. Let's see. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let me get this.
Claudia, let me ask you this. As a woman, what is the course of action normally when you go to a hair salon and you are dissatisfied with the service? What is the protocol?
Usually, I was at the swap meet one time and a girl did not like her braids and she was about to fight the hairstylist because she was like, I'm not paying. They were going to handle it themselves. I've usually just like left and just never went back to that person again. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but I'm not going to pay all that money if it's like really bad. But usually the person knows that they do a bad job and they kind of say, I'll fix it. They feel guilty because they want their work to be well represented out on the streets. So you can, you know, be a mouthpiece for them. You know,
the only place where I question that girl is that you sat, and see, this is what you get for not going to a salon, because if you're in a salon, they normally have a full-length mirror in front of you, and you could have seen this a quarter of the way through and stopped the girl, not when she spent around and said,
"That was
all hard. Right, you can cash at me at Beauty Queen 123, and then you realize your hair looked a mess.
Vicky Huff said, the first braid would have been a no for me. Yes, the first braid, she needed a mirror. You're right, both of y'all are right about that. All right, y'all, let's get into this Larsa Pippen tea. The 48-year-old Larsa Pippen is in these streets. She was recently spotted in Miami dining with Michael Jordan's 31-year-old son, Marcus. We have the photo provided to us by TMZ. Now, do y'all think Larsa is once again robbing the cradle? Al, what you think? Would you date Larsa Pippen?
Oh yeah, but I'm Michael. Well, I'm younger than them, but I'm her age, right? Can I ask a few questions? All right. You remember back when your parents had friends when you were growing up? Like, we know that Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan were actually very good friends because they played on the Chicago Bulls together. And we know that they were, if you watch the documentary, they were very good friends on and off the court. So wouldn't that make
Larsa his aunt?
Yeah, like his auntie, right? It would make her like his, like Marcus's auntie. She probably used to hold him and rock him to sleep when they all hung out. This is creepy to me. this is really creepy to me, and it's really starting to speak to who her real character is, if you ask me, because given her track record, she loves younger men. I believe she was hunching that man. I believe she was hunching him. And Larsa, you need to do better, because you can't go from cradling and putting the boy to sleep one minute to sleeping up in his bed the next. That just ain't cool.
Allegedly,
sorry.
Well, you know what? I think it's unfair. I think that whole rhetoric is presumptuous. It literally could be as innocent as, we're both in town. I haven't seen you in a while. Let's catch up. Tell me about your girlfriend. Tell me about college. Tell me how you've been. I mean, the pictures don't show them holding hands or sitting on the bench together, canoodling. For all we know, it could have been an auntie nephew conversation meeting. I'm just giving her the benefit of the doubt.
You now, need to, because they were seated right beside each other. If it was just harmless, you wouldn't necessarily have to sit right beside him. You could sit across from him or on the other side of the table. It doesn't have to be a him, her. Like, no, I ain't buying it.
You know, no one says anything when a 52-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman hook up. Never. It's not a big deal. Now, when you get into teens and like the late teens, that's one thing. But, you know, I think the cringy part is, you know, the relation to Michael Jordan, if there is something going on. But I think Larsa's been having a midlife crisis for a minute, and not even take this situation out of it. She's kind of just been like, just in these streets. And maybe that's, you know, she was married for a while and she feels free. And she wanted to just get her a little freak on it. You know, people kind of come alive the second half of their life after they go through a divorce. And they just want to, hey, I'm living for me now. I don't know.
I mean, if they are fooling around or whatever, Juanita Jordan need to call her and cuss her ass out.
Right.
Because it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to me as a mother, as a former friend of yours, as, you know, I'm sure those families spent a lot of time. I know good and well you are not seducing my son or engaging him like that. And for her, it's nasty.
Right.
If you did have an auntie nephew relationship with this boy, you're nasty. And thirdly, Larsa, there are a lot of thirsty black rappers, up and coming rappers, half signed NBA players that you could go play with, who will gladly go around the world and in your tootsie cat. Leave family and family friends alone. The beef between Michael Jordan and Scottie is already thick enough, and we don't need you adding this extra layer of complexity to it.
And married men. Let's not forget the young boy was married.
The other one, yeah. And let me just add this and correct something real quick. Scottie Pippen has said in his book that him and Michael Jordan were never really friends. They were co-workers at best. So there is some kind of tension there. So I don't, you know, like you said, Q, she is
enough.
She ain't helping the situation with doing all this. Larsa, holla at us and tell us if you want to come on the show. Maybe we can talk to you about this, because I want to know about you in the future, you and the little Michael Jordan boy and whoever else is in them DMs. I know they thick.
You know, one last thing before we get out of here. Here's the thing, though, what Larsa needs to understand. I guess Larsa's whole thing is she trying to get it while she still got a little youth left on her, because none of these young boys are going to lock you down, because you got Spaniard blood in you. You got European blood in you. And at one point, you're going to start looking like cottage cheese while they still young and supple, and they're not going to want your ass no more. So I guess she tried to get it while they're getting still good.
Black Opal Dream says she was in the streets throughout their marriage, though. Yeah, I did hear that, allegedly. Pixie Prince says, people stay meddling. My son is 22, and people forever think we are dating when we go to dinner. Don't nobody care what strangers think. That's true. Like, that's good points by both of you. You don't really know what's going on. All right, y'all, we got some Bow Wow stories to talk about. Bow Wow's clapping back at critics, y'all, for dragging him about his $1,000 meet and greet diamond VIP package for the Millennium Tour. In a now deleted tweet, Bow Wow wrote, "You see, when I'm chilling, minding my business, staying off the net, they still have to talk about me. One week is Bow Wow sells out two arenas. He's a goat. To who wants to meet him for $1,000? Your baby mama. N-word, that's who. So read before you post about me. Stop playing with the dog." All right, here are a few things included in the Diamond VIP package you get when you pay $1,000 to meet Bow Wow. A 30 to 45 minute hangout with Bow Wow. A personal tour of Bow Wow's backstage lounge and tour bus, along with various freebies. You get to attend the pre-show VIP lounge party and much more. and only 10 fans in each city will get a behind the scenes look at the backstage areas, lounge, tour bus, and more. Do you think Bow Wow is offering his fans a fair deal? Al, would you pay $1,000 for the Bow Wow experience to hang out with Bow Wow? And remember, all those things are in this diamond package. And you get a lot.
First of all, you guys know that Bow Wow and his mother used to be a client of mine when I was at the bank. And Teresa was an incredibly smart woman when it came to investments. Bow Wow, at the top of his game, was an incredible talent. He was in movies. Remember, he did a stint on CSI. He had hit records. He was in a video as a kid for Snoop Dogg. Bow Wow was very, very significant. And he had record sales at the height of his career, at the peak of his career. So, yeah, I think Bow Wow is a great father. We know his daughter is an amazing talent and creative. You all know that. I know that. He keeps a very strong and even relationship.
$1,000 to see him at the damn meeting.
Hold on, I have my opinion. Excuse me, I have my opinion. He's a great daddy, beautiful daughter, great with his baby mama. Leave Bow Wow alone. He don't mess with nobody. He's always worked hard in the industry. Chris Brown has a similar package that he offers to his fans. So why can't Bow Wow have his? Yeah, I would pay the $1,000 because I'm going to support the black man.
Al trying not to get a call from Teresa. No. Okay, Al done went all around the world to answer a simple dog. We ain't questioning his fatherhood. We ain't questioning his investment. We ain't questioning his career portfolio. Would you pay $1,000? Now, here's the thing. A lot of people fail to read the fine print, right? Under no circumstance would I pay Bow Wow $1,000 for a traditional meet and greet, which is you come, stand at the step and repeat, you take a picture and walk off. That's what a lot of people assumed it was without reading the package. That particular meet and greet, which we're used to, is $150, according to Bow Wow. And I think that is priced appropriately. Me personally, I would not pay $1,000 for the Bow Wow experience, but I do think for those people who are super fans, I think that is a good price for you to get that experience. 45 minutes backstage, personal. It's only 10 of y'all. You can't pay for memories, guys. And I think for those super fans of Bow Wow's, that is a good deal.
I mean, so you basically said the same thing I said. You just didn't want to agree.
Well, except without going around the world on a Greyhound. I mean, I know Teresa
would like me.
Got investments, and she just ain't about Teresa, the damn investments. But since you will talk about Teresa, get on the line and tell her about that store she had in Atlantic Station and why it didn't last, or why her partnership with Nene Boutique didn't last, since you want to drag Teresa into the conversation.
Listen, don't do that. Not today. Not today. You know, I got to defend.
Sitting at home talking about how I get in it. That's since you want to bring Teresa.
I defend my friends. Thank you. Next topic.
Ask Teresa where that boutique at. With the investment money.
Welcome back, Q.
Since you don't drugs. It didn't even have nothing to do with me. Now you don't got Teresa shot up. Don't be friends with Al because he will get your ass shot up.
Only because they want to be contrarian to me, just because. I love that family, though. He's done a lot in the business from a young kid to today.
Girl, Teresa already finna call you. Let it go. Go ahead. That's a done deal. We got 30 seconds left, honey. Your phone gonna be ready.
I'm like the rock. I'm chilling.
You know, Claudia like this best.
Claudia just sitting there.
She loves it. She loves it.
All right, y'all. I want to thank the co-hosts, Alvin Oath and Funky Donnie for having a grand old time. Thank you so much for watching us on YouTube. Really good show. Great love from the fans. Y'all hit that like button before you sign off. Make sure you stick around for T.S. Madison. Turned out with T.S. Madison. We will see y'all on Friday, and make sure you get your questions in on Friday. Okay, we'll talk to you. Bye, y'all.
Have a good night.
Tell Teresa.